guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Prototype. I am Jamie J.J. Johnston, and I'm joined by...
Mike the Birdman Dodd, one of our last shows of the year.
It's starting to make me sad.
I know. Well, I'm sure we'll record a couple over the holiday break, despite the fact saying I'm not going to turn on the Mac. You know, we'll get bored someday. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I might still get around to doing some prototype minis and just launch them as like an additional thing. I don't know. Still working on some other things in the background here, all shady like and crazy.
So, what we're going to be talking about, because it's getting near the end of the year and Twig is starting to wind down, we wanted to talk about what we've played this year, kind of looking back at 2014. This is a year, myself as a journalist, I didn't review a lot of games. I reviewed the really big ones. I reviewed the ones that I felt mattered to me. Like, maybe it's about one review a month, maybe one every two, depending, because this year I felt was kind of lackluster in a lot of ways.
Like, and myself as a lowly nothing person that doesn't review things and is just a normal human being, I'm not a god like you, I also felt the exact same way.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. I mean, I'm looking at the calendar on Wikipedia, which is the 2014 game. If you want to play along at home, in January, the only games I gave a shit about,
the best game that came out in January was Final Fantasy VI for the Android, and they fucked it up.
I can make an argument for Assassin's Creed Liberation HD, but it's a port of the PSP game or the Vita game. I can't remember which. We also had Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed,
Clearly the best one was Octodad for Windows.
Actually, I've got that for PS4 and it's amazingly fucked up. But yeah, honestly, that probably was the best game to come out at that time for that month.
Halo Spartan Assault on 360 wasn't bad.
I had it on PS1 or
PS4. It literally lasted for like half an hour though, but
yeah, so
onward to February.
February.
I butchered the month of February.
How the hell?
Like I'm drunk whenever I'm talking on the show.
It's true. We have notable releases being The Wolf Among Us Episode 2. We had Bravely Default, the Lego Movie video game, surprisingly. Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13. Let me see. Assassin's Creed Black Flag Freedom Cry, which was amazing.
I do not agree. Wait, what was Freedom Cry?
Freedom Cry is where you played as...
Was it just an expansion?
Yes, it was the
expansion. DLC?
Yes, it was Adewale's story, which then became its own standalone as well. We also had Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, the Rambo video game, and Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2.
I totally missed out on the Rambo video game, man. I gotta go buy that.
No, you don't. Oh, God, no, you don't. We also have Thief also came out for the next-gen and last-gen consoles as well. Tales of Symphonia Chronicles came out on PS3.
See, I actually want to get that because I think it's a couple of the... It's like a... what's the word? It's kind of like a remaster of Tales of Symphonia, but it has like a bunch of additions into it, as far as I know.
Same here. I've heard very good things about it.
I've heard great things about Thief, and then I've heard about like horrible things about Thief as well.
Yeah.
Did you play it?
I've played a little bit. It's...
It's an eh.
We also had Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare also come out. So for that month, I'd say the biggest notables were probably Assassin's Creed, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, and Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2, which that game was utterly forgotten about.
You know, Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13.
It was okay.
Or whatever. I thought it was pretty good. It's probably the set. Well, I don't know. It's good. It's not as horrible as...
I think it's the best of the three.
I would say two in that one. They're about tied. I like number two, so I'm biased. I'm very forgiving, okay? I have...
forgiving to the point of stupidity.
Yeah. I have a lack of intelligence. That's moving, what I have. Anyway.
Moving on to March. This was a month I thought that actually did really, really well.
Stick of Truth.
Yep, we had the Stick of Truth, The Walking Dead. Good. We also had Dark Souls 2, Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft, Titanfall, Yoshi's New Island, Final Fantasy XX2 HD Remaster, Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes. We also had Bioshock Infinite, Burial at Sea Episode 2, Blaze Blue, Chrono Phantasm, which is another fighting game. We also had Dynasty Warriors 8, Extreme Legends, Fez, Fuck Phil Fish. We also had Castlevania Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate HD, and that's pretty much some of the ones that I
just
really
realized
about.
How many of those games I actually bought. March was amazing.
March was a really good month. The best one I would ultimately say is probably South Park, The Stick of Truth. Ultimately, it was a fantastic game from start to bottom. I was actually really surprised we didn't get any real DLC with it. Because it came out of Ubisoft. Now, if you pre-ordered the special edition, you got new costumes and new weapons for your characters, but they were pretty much outstripped by level, 8.
Yeah, I don't think they really wanted to milk DLC too much on that, though.
It surprised me, because South Park is a property you could milk the shit out of if you wanted
to. Really could, yeah. I would say the best out of that month. I enjoyed Stick of Truth a lot, but Titanfall really, blew me away.
Yeah, that's all we played for,
I know,
six months.
It was bad. Dark Souls 2... I'm ashamed to say that I still don't own it. I've heard a lot of good things. My brother actually plays it. It's crazy. And I never saw him playing an NES hard current generation game like that. But he loves it. But I was kind of... It came out the same day as Titanfall. And I, at the time, only had the money to buy one. So I went with Titanfall because I had the new Xbox One from that contest and I needed something to play on it. So I'm not against my choice. I liked it.
That was a game we didn't get for review, but we did review it. I was actually very surprised EA didn't supply copies to certain members of the press.
I think they just knew that we wanted it.
Yeah. And I there are certain games they don't need you. Anything by Blizzard is key in this category. It was important, but it was disappointing, was the Metal Gear Solid 5. Yay for giving me a game you can literally beat in 6 minutes if you're really good. Half hour if you're whatever.
Yeah, the Ground Zeroes. It wasn't really the Metal Gear Solid 5. That was the small game that was a prequel to it, right?
Yeah, basically it's the prologue, so what's the friggin' point? April, we had the Game of the Year Goat Simulator.
Oh, man, best game ever.
We also had, of note, we also had MLB 14, The Show. We also had Elder Scrolls Online, Lego The Hobbit.
Elder Scrolls Online, lol.
Oh, boy. The Wolf Among Us episode 3.
Hold on, man. You can't go ahead here. Everybody, including I think you, were saying that Elder Scrolls Online was gonna be amazing, and who was the one guy in the world that was just like, yo, it's going to bomb. This guy.
Hey, I'm glad I didn't have to pay for it. Thank you for Bethesda for giving me an access code to it. I was not impressed.
Yeah.
How hard is it to make Skyrim Online and not fuck it up?
I just think it's funny that it went from Skyrim, which is basically an offline MMO, into making an MMO that sucked. You go from such a good single player MMO game and you can't do it online.
Yeah, I was like, how do you fuck that up?
They had too high of expectations. It was too much pressure. They cracked, man. We
also had, during that month of notable release, we had, let me see, what do I give a shit about here? Wow.
A lot of ports, looks like.
Yeah, a lot of ports. Although JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle. Kind of fun, actually. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out in April, which was the movie of the movie, the video game, and I had fun playing it, but I didn't like it. It's, if you see it for $5, sure.
Hey, that's when Octodad actually came out on the PS4.
That's true.
There you go.
Moving into May. Of note, we had Kirby Triple Deluxe, which is something you never heard about.
Like, dude, I keep seeing it in sale papers right now for Christmas, and I'm just like, I want it because it's Kirby. And same they here. Keep showing it for cheap, but I just don't know if I have the money for something like that that I'll probably never play because it's a handheld.
I'm curious because I love the Kirby games. I love handheld Kirby, so I don't know.
Kirby games are just always fun. No matter what they are, you have fun with it.
We also had Mario Golf, which wasn't provided to press, or at least it wasn't to me anyway. We also had Peggle 2. That's fun. I'm sorry. Borderlands 2 ported to the Vita, and it worked. Super Time Force, which I think won a lot of... It got nominated for a lot of things, if I remember correctly. What else did we have? Wolfenstein The New Order. Amazing. Amazing game. You owe it to yourself to give it a try. We also had...
Drakengard 3 came out.
I don't know what that is.
It's a franchise of Square Enix's, and it flopped. I still haven't picked it up yet because I know it's going to get to the $5 to $10 bin soon.
So you're just waiting.
I'm waiting because I want to play it. I want to know, like, because I love Drakengard 1, which was on the PS2. Drakengard 2 is on the PS2 as well. And Drakengard 3, it was supposed to be like, yay, it's now on PS3 and it's going to kind of revitalize that series. And it just flopped. And I don't know if it's bad or not because I haven't played it yet, but I just know that it keeps constantly going down in price because no one's buying it.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want to take a chance on that because I haven't seen anything about it.
Yeah. Watch Dogs came out during this month, which I thought was really good. I had a lot of fun with it. I don't know. I think this year I play the role of the Ubisoft apologist. I really liked it. I actually had a lot of fun with it. Although the soundtrack was inconsistent, but I thought the gameplay was a lot of fun. I played that for like a month and I was kind of sad it took so long for the DLC to come out for it, which I think really hurt it.
You're forgetting the best game that came out of this month.
Mario Kart fucking 8.
I was going to say a joke and actually say the Broken Age Act won for Ouya, but okay.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8, that was the game of the month.
Yep.
The game that single-handedly saved the Wii U.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, if that didn't bring the Wii U up back to, like, to a certain standpoint, the rest of the games that are coming out now that have basically made Nintendo top of this year, without that stepping stone there, it probably would have drowned.
Yeah. Looking to June... For notable releases, we had Tamagotchi Life for the 3DS, which I know a lot of people play. Not my thing. Civilization 5 came out for Linux. We also had EA Sports UFC, which evidently I hear was quite good. Let's see, what else did we have that month? We had Transformers Rise of the Darkspark, a.k.a. Piss You Off the Fucking Game. Fuck that game. I'm so serious.
Hey, this is when Valiant Hearts came out.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out. It's on Xbox Live, so, and Xbox One, so I think I got some money on my Xbox. Shovel Knight came out. That's definitely notable. Now, wait, this is when things get a little weird.
Are you sure it's on Xbox Live? Because it shows there that it came out PSN and PS4.
Oh, for what? Shovel Knight?
For, no, Valiant Hearts.
Oh, it says Windows, Xbox Live, and Xbox One.
Oh, it came out one day later on Xbox Live. There it is.
Yes.
It's the 24th for that one and 20.
Yes.
Well then. Well. We need to try that.
In July, for notable releases, we had Child of Light.
Wait, did you say Goat Simulator? Because Goat Simulator came out on Mac and Linux. That's so true. All of the Apple people can also enjoy the game of the year.
Fucking A. We also had, for the month of July, we had Child of Light being ported to the Vita. We had Sniper Elite 3, very good. Guacamelee Super Turbo Championship Edition. Monster Hunter Freedom Unite on the iOS. The Wolf Among Us, the conclusion of that. We also had, Forza Motorsport 5 Racing Game of the Year Edition. Really good game, actually. Really, really enjoyed that one. We also have...
Okay, hold on. I gotta say this title because this sounds awesome and ridiculous. Lega Ninjago Ninjroids.
Well, I'd like to know what the hell that is. Oh, well, Ninjago,
it's a Lego game. It's a Lego game, but it's, Ninjago is basically like Lego ninjas. Oh. But then it's got Ninjroids, so it's like...
Ninjas fighting robots?
Ninja droid ninjas? Or what?
What is this?
I need to know now.
We also had The Last of Us Remastered, which was a very compelling reason if you didn't get it on PlayStation 3 to get it on PS4.
Did you say Rogue Legacy?
Not yet.
Because Rogue Legacy is actually a phenomenal game. You can get it on, well, they're launched as PS4, PSN, and PS Vita. You can also get it on Steam there. So fun. Like, ridiculously fun. I'm not even going to get into it, because if you haven't played it, just go buy it now on Steam. It's probably super cheap. I know it was when I got it. I think it was like $5.
Moving on to August, we had, let me see, the ones that you'd give a shit about or ones that people should give a shit about. Just going to see what the hell this is. Killzone Shadowfall Intercept. I'm guessing that was the DLC for it.
Probably, yeah.
Whoopie-doo. We had Ultra Street Fighter 4, which is being ported to the PlayStation 4 in the spring. I got it. I haven't played it yet, because that's when my PlayStation 3 died. I've downloaded it, but just haven't played it. Also, we during that month, we got Five Nights at Freddy's, which everybody plays on YouTube. It's really fucked up, but really, really cool looking. Surgeon Simulator Anniversary Edition. I picked this up. You should never trust me with a knife. We also had Diablo 3 Ultimate Evil Edition.
That's... bullshit.
Yeah.
Garden Warfare for PS3 and PS4.
Hotline Miami.
Tales of Xillia 2. Woo! Another Tales of game that I'm not buying, because if I buy one, I'll have to buy all of the Tales of games. Just because that's how collector syndrome works.
Pretty much. I would agree with you on that.
And there's way too many Tales of games.
Infamous First Light, which was the DLC, or not really DLC, you could play it as a standalone, as far as I know, for Infamous First Light, where you played as the chick.
The neon chick.
That game is actually a lot of fun. I actually really enjoyed that one. Metro Redux, which was a packing of Metro Last Light and Metro 2033. Really good deal. Fantastic pair of shooters. Really, really good.
And my favorite game out of that whole month,
Professor Light,
Azure Striker Gunvolt. It was actually phenomenal. Came with Mighty Gunvolt as well. I know I went on about it on some of our episodes back then, but it was super good. It's like Mega Man X, but in a different style, and really good.
And
did you buy that yet? You didn't buy that yet, did
I have
you?
Not bought that yet.
I hate you.
We also had Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney. I want to get this game. I just haven't got around to it yet. Moving into September, notable releases included. Let me see, what do I give a shit about? Minecraft on PS4, yay. Dead Rising 3 came to Windows.
Wait, Destiny. Wait. Wasn't Minecraft bought by Xbox? Was this after it was released on the PS4?
I don't know. I pay zero attention to Minecraft. All I know is it's like Lego for people, and... I'll never play it.
It's a huge sensation that even I won't touch, because I know if I touch that game, I will be sucked in and I will make crazy awesome things, but I will probably lose my job and stuff.
It takes me forever to build shit in Lego, so why would I go through the frustration of doing it here? Destiny, the gaming's hottest, 7 out of 10.
Archeage came out that month, which is a Windows MMO. It's really large and expensive. It's kind of like if you combined Assassin's Creed, Black Flag with an MMO and made it free. I mean, it was really good whenever I was playing it, but whenever all your buddies don't want to play it with you, you kind of get bored in an MMO.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I stopped. Hey, NHL 15 came out too.
Yep. Another big, although this one was notable because it had a lot of features stripped out of it.
Really?
Yeah, and you could get them at a later date as they were finishing.
As DLC?
Or something like that. It was really stupid. Disney Infinity 2.0, Marvel Superheroes. I actually bought the entire first wave of these figures. So if anybody has a Hulk, please let me know. Okay. I really enjoyed this game. This was actually a lot of fun.
The whole reason we go through these lists is not, one, because we have horrible memory, but two, because we see games that we didn't pick up and games that we just don't even want to know. This one's called Murasaki Baby for the PS Vita.
All right.
I totally want to know what this is. Let me see real quick. It's a side-scrolling puzzle platformer psychological horror game. Wow, that is a mouthful. It was actually designed by the guy who previously worked on Killer 7, No More Heroes, and Shadow of the Damned.
Yeah.
Might actually be fun.
Who knows?
See what happens whenever I make fun of things. I find out that there's actually good games.
We also had Hyrule Warriors come out for the Wii U. We also had Forza Horizon 2 come out towards the end of the month, and Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor and Persona 4 Arena Remix. So not a bad month, I'd say, for September. In October, Smash Brothers, Alien Isolation, NBA 2K15, Project Spark, which nobody talks about. We also got Borderlands, the pre-sequel. We also got, Sleeping Dogs, the Definitive Edition. Evil Within, Killer Instinct Season 2.
I still haven't played Evil Within and I want to.
No, you don't.
No?
No, you don't.
Is it bad?
No, you don't. I'm trying to save you heartbreak.
Okay.
No, you don't. We also have Bayonetta 2 came out this month.
Angry Birds Transformers.
Yeah, just what it sounds. It's Angry Birds with Transformers.
Nope. I'm out. I'm done.
Yep,
see ya.
Fucking done with life. Fantasy Life also came out, which I got for the 3DS, and it's okay, I guess. What else do we have here? We also have Sunset Overdrive, I forgot, came out towards the end of October, which is still a lot of fun, though I have played it. And there was a new Ninja Turtles game that came out.
Danger of the Ooze?
But I have heard nothing about it.
Is that the one that's based on the movie, or is it based on the
It's based on the cartoon, voiced by the original cast. Now, here's the thing. They did post a trailer on their YouTube channel, but it was abruptly pulled.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. So I don't know whether that's officially out yet, because I have not seen it. I haven't been offered it, so whatever. WWE 2K15 on the last gen consoles. They were not sending out review copies of
this. This is the mid gen year. Basically, there's like half of the games are on the old gen,
and half of them are on the other one, yeah. It's just, what are you going to do with this thing? I don't know. So Call of Duty Advanced Warfare came out very early in the month, which, like, surprised the ever-living hell out of me. And it's good.
It came out on my birthday, and I still didn't pick it up.
Although, I was actually really, really, really surprised, because I always thought Call of Duty games came out on Remembrance Day.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a reason behind that, because, I mean, Assassin's Creed Unity, Rogue, Halo Master Chief Collection, there was, what else was coming out on the 11th? There was a couple Sonic games, there was a Lego Batman game, like, it was a pretty big lineup for the 11th there, so I think they chose to go early, the Tuesday before that.
Which
just
made sense.
Just to be like, hey, just in case all of the people that would usually buy our game are going to buy those games, let's give them a week head start so that sell ours a week before so that they still buy it, right?
Now, for those of you that are listening, I was actually going to do a rad on Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, but you know what? It's been out a month now.
Kind of old topic now.
Well, it's COD, and I'm not the best person to speak about it, but at the same time, I've had a tremendous amount of fun with it. Like, I basically, my in-short review, the campaign's okay, you see where it's coming from a mile away. It would be neat to have some of these tools in multiplayer, like, say, the grappling hook would be really cool. But the meat and potatoes of any COD game is the multiplayer, and here, it's like, you've got the same game modes, like Kill Confirmed, Uplink, Search and Destroy, but now you have jetpacks, and it makes a surprising difference when you can like dash left and right and backwards and dash forward when you're jumping. The movement makes a big difference. Is it Titanfall-esque? No, because if you play like Titanfall, you'll get your ass kicked. But yeah, if you keep the Titanfall mindset of never stop moving, it will help you. If that makes any kind of sense.
Basically means the game is a Call of Duty game is more Call of Duty like. I mean, the movement, increasing the amount of movement that you do, just makes it so that it's even more arcadey, which that's the way Call of Duty has been. So, I mean, I've heard a lot of good things. You've said a lot of good things, so I might actually have to come over and try it here.
Yeah, like it's fun. Plus the fact they have this whole pick 13 system, which allows you to pick your attachments, your perks, all your shit. And you have to strategically build everything. And plus the addition of the armory this year, you can't get all the cool guns in the game because your armory just won't allow it. So gotta pick and choose. It's pretty cool, though.
That's kind of cool.
So moving on into a little bit further into into November, we had Assassin's Creed Rogue and Unity. Unity, I had fun with.
It had a lot of issues at launch, and it even started a controversy in media here because they basically said, like, you're not allowed, like, we're not allowing people to
post basically their reviews.
You can't post your review until X time after the game's launched.
Now, I've only come across that in my career maybe three times, and it was kind of weird.
It seems kind of like they realized, oh crap, this game's broken compared, like, because I've never seen Assassin's Creed be that bad at launch or now, even come close.
Now, that being said, I didn't encounter many problems during my pre-play period before the embargo. And they did say the reason they had the embargo up is so you could experience the online features with a populated world. But even then, I was able to experience some of the online features during my pre-play period because there were people that had it. So I don't know. I mean, I'm glad they're starting to get it all fixed now.
Yeah. Like I've gotten it and I picked it up there pretty cheap. Actually, there was some sort of deal at Target where if you buy two games, you got one free. So anytime that happens, people always go and buy a retarded amount of games because the third one, they're always like, well, it's a free game. And then they just throw it on Kijiji. So I got it for like $50 at launch. I think it was on the 11th or 12th. And I hadn't opened it, one, because I didn't have time. And two, because all I kept hearing was just, oh, there's these glitches and there's horribleness. And I was like, well, I'm going to wait until all that's patched out because I'm not going to have a bad experience, right?
Yeah. Also on that day, you had Five Nights at Freddy's 2, considering the first one came out earlier this year.
But yeah, that's pretty quick.
Halo Master Chief Collection, which still doesn't work right.
It's really interesting how those two major games came out on the same day and neither of them were working properly.
Like, and that's surprising from Bungie. Yeah, they've had their launch day hiccups, but never this bad. I mean, even when I was in my pre-play period, when I did my review of Halo Master Chief, I got on with some people from 343. And even then, we were having issues with it. And I just assumed, you know what? It's launch day jitters. They're working out the bugs. It'll be fine in just a couple of days. I was wrong. We also had Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham. It's a Lego Batman game with a surprisingly little amount of Batman. It's more of a... Just trust me, it's cool.
So it's two Sonic Boom games, which I've heard different things. Yeah,
don't
probably
waste your time, kids. Don't.
I mean, it's a time. Sonic game, so like a lot of the times, the Sonic fan in me just wants to give it a chance, but at the same time, I've been scorned so many times in the past that I don't want to. I need to go pick up Sonic Generations for like $5. That game was actually a lot better than people cool. say.
I think and I got that on my Xbox 360.
I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I traded it in or sold it or something. So, like, I actually want to get a copy of it again because it should be cheap now.
Also, that came out during this month as we move a little bit further. We have Dragon Age Inquisition. What more can I say about that? Far Cry 4, Grand Theft Auto 5, Little Big Planet 3.
Warcraft had its big expansion or whatever there, the Warlords of Draenor or something.
Yeah, I don't know fuck all about it. Although you can level up to level 90 for free.
Oh, no, you can totally break the system. The whole point of an RPG is to level, goddamn.
Yeah, but you've been leveling for years if you had to start all the way back at level one. You'd never be able to.
No, because generally with MMOs, the higher the level cap gets in the game, they usually add in tons of stuff that allows you to level a lot faster. But the whole point of the leveling is to actually learn how to play the character properly, like that class. Which Warcraft is just like, the game's so easy to play here, just have a free go.
Fuck that noise. We also had Little Big Planet 3, which I actually should be getting my review copy, so it may be on a list before the end of the year. We'll have to wait and see. Watch Dogs finally came out for the Wii U, but it's not getting any of the DLC like Bad Blood.
Lol.
Which really surprises me. Also, one of the most broken games I've played this year, WWE 2K15. Avoid this game. Holy shit, avoid this game. Now, I was given a copy for review, but I also went out and bought the special edition because I really wanted the Hulk Hogan autograph. I really wanted that piece of the ring canvas. I really wish I could take this game back. It's so bad. It's so bad. My God, is it bad. Like, you have this new grapple system. I've played some hard games. I've played some difficult games. I've played some games that are really difficult to control and are hard. I can't figure this out. Your guy, when you start out in NXT, is a pussy. Yes, I realize that's the point. But no, he is, like, he might as well be a paraplegic narcoleptic. Because that's how useful he is. He can't do shit.
That's some strong words there, Dodd.
Yeah, he's a narcoleptic, paralytic, heroin addict or something. It's terrible. Fuck that game. But on the happier side of life, we also got Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U. What
and
can I say?
Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, yep. Which were on the same day as Smash Bros. That I don't understand, Nintendo. Why would you do two of your biggest titles that basically float your company on the same day? I would have bought one of the Omega Ruby or Alpha Sapphire if it wasn't on the same day, because I had to go buy a Wii U and Smash Bros. I didn't have the change for it. And now it's kind of like, I could buy it, but I'm playing Smash Bros.
You know you want to.
I probably do. I've heard a lot of good things. Same. I mean, it's like as good as X and Y, but they've added a ton of stuff again. So it's like, I mean, it's a Pokemon game. You're always going to like Pokemon.
Yeah. Another one that came out was Tales from the Borderlands, Episode 10 some. Telltale. They've done it again. Doesn't suck. Now, finally, it's the month of December. We're just beginning to wrap this up. We have Kingdom Hearts 2D.5 Remix came out. Game of Thrones, Episode 1, Iron from Ice. The Crew, which Ubisoft basically said you're not getting... Here's your review code, but you need 40 hours with this game to properly experience it. Yeah, I might get to it next week. We'll see. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, NES Remix, Ultimate NES Remix for the 3DS. The Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy coming out on the 3DS.
Suikoden 1 and 2 on PSN. Oh my god.
Meh. And
hey,
that's
good.
That's pretty much about it. That was the year, and we've pretty much given you my thoughts on what I've played this year. I mean, the best games, the top three games I played this year were South Park, The Stick of Truth, Titanfall. I had a lot of fun with Sunset Overdrive. I really did. Destiny grew on me after a while. But Smash Brothers probably be my game of the year, honestly. That and yeah, my two top games are going to be South Park and Smash Brothers. I like COD. Is it game of the year material? No, but it's fun. So yeah, COD and Smash Brothers.
But yeah, I mean, everything Titanfall, super awesome. Smash Bros, I mean, I've had a lot of fun with it. I bought a Wii U over it. I would love to, you know, play it more with actual people that are around, but I moved away from everyone. So yay.
Well, that's why we can play online.
That is true. And we really need to get around to doing that. And I could probably live stream and or record it. What else has come out that I enjoyed and bought? I bought the Kingdom Hearts Remix 1.5 and 2.5, but I haven't played them yet. Well, I haven't played through both of them yet. Those are just remixes, though. So, I mean, you can't really say, oh, yeah, it's best game of the year. Final Fantasy 13 Lightning Returns was not nearly as bad as people thought it was going to be. So that is one of my favorite games of the year. Like, as an RPG, like it's not the best. But what else? I don't know, just this year just felt really lackluster. I mean, there wasn't anything that was like, here, just take my money, you know, insert Fry gift here. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it would have to go with either Smash Bros. Or Titanfall. Titanfall has given me a lot, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of those games that I didn't expect it to be as good as it was. I mean, see, I wish when we went to the event in Toronto back in March, I was as good as I was now, then. Because you and I would have cleaned the floor with them.
I was kicking ass. We just didn't have time to stay.
Which sucked, yeah. I forget why we had to go, too. I think I had to be somewhere, like, in the morning or something.
I don't remember, to be honest. But, yeah. The only other games that I can really think of that had, like, a really good year, Final Fantasy XIV has still been very strong. Like, the servers, a lot of the servers are still just full. Because every time they launch a patch, it's like an expansion for other games. And basically brings all of the players that left back, and plus new players as well. It's going to be having expansion here, I think at the start of the next year. I can't remember when that's going to be, but it's been a very strong game ever since this launch. I think it's probably been one of the strongest MMOs in years for keeping its player base. But other than that, yeah, I mean, those would be like the three top games for me.
The games I'd recommend you people stay away from. WWE 2K15, I can't even recommend it at a bargain price, which sucks. I would say Unity, because that's the easy one. I think Unity's worth checking out when they fix everything, and if you can get it for like 15-20 bucks, sure.
Which is sad, because most of the time Assassin's Creed is just so up there for me, and like,
well, that's the thing for me after coming out of Black Flag. Oh my god, I was tripping balls hard on the Assassin's
Creed. You were sucking the Ubisoft cock that game. You were like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. And then what do I get? I get some asshole named Arno. Where's my Edward Kenway? Fuck this guy. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the game you should pick up, I mean, if you could pick up just two games this year, Smash Brothers and The Stick of Truth, those are two games I think you'll get a lot of mileage out of.
If you're a Mega Man fan, get Azure Striker Gunvolt for your 3DS.
And anything Telltale this year, there's no disappointments there at all.
Telltale's, they're really becoming that like strong name. Like, I know they had their first thing of Walking Dead, and it was like, oh my god, Telltale is so amazing, but they've consistently been doing that now. So like, they've had a year of more games, more storyline. They're a very strong company. Like, they're a trusted name now, so hopefully they don't let us down in the next year here. Which, when it comes to the next year, that's a topic for another day.
That's right. So, guys, I hope you've enjoyed being with us as our very erratic schedule for 2014. In 2015, I'm going to make it a point so me and Jamie have a hard record date once a week or once every 2 weeks to record a couple shows. So you guys should be getting 3 shows a month, and that's what we're going to promise you guys. So, Jamie...
If not four.
That's the idea, because...
But the three is, like, the minimum that we'd like to get out.
Yeah, because... One of the things I want to do with the show is I want to launch a Patreon next year, so me and Jamie can afford to do more things, so we can afford to see each other, so we can purchase gas to see each other, go back and forth, to maybe go to more conventions to do stuff. and maybe to attend the Game Awards next year. I mean, ultimately, I'm going to have a fairly low Patreon goal. I mean, I'm not aiming for the lofty $5,000 a month, because that's, you know, insane.
Believe me, if we could actually get everybody's support that I didn't have to go and have a shitty job, I would crank out so much content, and not just the prototype, but unfortunately, that's just how life works. So anything that anybody wants to help out with, that's fine by me.
Yeah.
Which, the main thing that I want from everybody is just come and talk with us. Talk with us on Facebook. Talk with other fans on Facebook there. We have the Facebook prototype page. I believe we're possibility of launching a YouTube channel for prototype. I don't know. It might just be from our personal channels. We're both on Twitter. We both do live streams.
Yep. Which I'd like to do more of those in 2015. I mean, if I can get a Patreon, if I can make so much a month, I will do live streams every week and we'll look at the games I've got on the Xbox One, PS4 and the PC. Cause I can live stream all three systems and we'll do some. I'd love to do incomplete playthroughs. Like I actually did playthroughs of Assassin's Creed 4, one night randomly back in October, and people fucking loved it. So I don't know. Like I said, we've definitely got some big plans, so hopefully we can make something happen. So,
and I've got some hiding things in my back pocket, too, but I'm not telling anyone until next year.
It'll be good stuff.
Mwah! Ominous laughs.
Yeah, maniacal laugh. All right. Anyway, guys, until next time, we will see you in 2015. There may be some more content coming up from Jamie, I'm sure, between now and the end of the year, if not very early next year. So, once again, feedback at thisweekingeek.net. You can reach us on Twitter at birdmandod, at dovazx.
Facebook. And you can go to our Facebook page.
Exactly. Come talk to us. We want to hang out. In fact, I would love to get a Smash Brothers tournament going over the holidays. I'd love to play COD with people. I play on Xbox One. So let's get a team together, guys. I'd love to get a good team together for, like, Capture the Flag or something.
If you want to play Titanfall, I play Halo quite often. Halo, yeah.
When it works.
It should be pretty patched by now.
Well, they just released a patch as of this recording, like, yesterday, so by now it should work before Christmas, because if they don't, riots, folks, riots.
By the time you guys are hearing this, they better have patched all the bullshit.
Or there will be blood. All right, guys, so until next year, we have been...
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah!
I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy. Brought to you by That Stuff. And his actual name is Jamie Johnston.
I am Mike Dodd, not sponsored by Mountain Dew and Doritos, but we...
Wait, weren't you sponsored by them last time? Now you're not?
I've been dropped. Oh, but I've been picked up by Gunner Optics. Anyway, guys,
I totally want some Gunners.
We've had a lot of fun doing this past year. Me and Jamie's schedules, we have a very good idea on what they are now. So, next year, guys, bigger, better, more. So, guys, we'll catch you again next year. Have a safe and happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy orgy on...
Happy orgy?
You know
happy
what?
Happy yiffing?
Yeah, happy yiffing. If you don't get blown on Christmas morning, it wasn't worth it.
No. If you don't get blown by a tiger thing in a suit, not worth it.
Not touching that one with a 10-foot pole. I'm done now.